Go ahead. Mics are on. I got Lance on. Lance, you ready to go?
You bet.
You bet.
All right. Well, let's get this baby rolling. It is 10:01. There is a quorum present, and we're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. You can all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bring us on to item number three. This is for discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for July 20th, 2021. County Manager Osborne, are there any modifications to today's agenda?
There's three, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
We recommend continuing number nine, that is the Hammond matter, to the 08-03-21 or the August 3, 2021 meeting.
Okay.
Continuing number 10, that is the Basalite special use permit, to the September 7, 2021 meeting.
Okay.
And continuing number 22, the Lakota HRM contract, to the August 3, 2021 meeting. And there's a note I need to make on these. So number 9 for the August meeting and number 22 for the August meeting, that would be at the Justice Court building at 800 South C Street at the normal regular location. And then number 10 would be continued to the Story County Courthouse, same normal district courtroom location. Both of them would also be provided by Zoom.
All right, noted. You. Okay, with those modifications noted, is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Vanessa, would you let me know if there's anybody on Zoom that's got any public comment, please?
Yes.
Anybody out in today's audience, public comment? Not seeing any. My fellow commissioners have any comments regarding today's agenda before we move forward with the motion?
No comments.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to approve today's agenda with the following changes: that we continue item 9 to our 8-3-21 meeting at the Justice Court, continue item 10 to our 9-7-21 meeting at the County Courthouse, and continue item number 22 to our August 3rd meeting at the Justice Court. And of course, all of those will also be available by Zoom.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 4. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the minutes for the June 1, 2021 meeting. Is there any public comment regarding those minutes? Remind folks on Zoom, you can unmute yourself by using star 6 or the raise your hand feature. Is there anybody in today's audience that has any comments about the minutes? Not seeing any. Either my fellow commissioners have any comments?
No comments.
No.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you entertain a motion?
Yes, Commissioner Mitchell, I'll move to approve the minutes for our June 1st, 2021 meeting as presented in the agenda.
I'll second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Moving right along to item number 5 is today's consent agenda. Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. My fellow commissioners have any questions or comments regarding today's consent agenda?
No.
No.
My only comment would just be a reminder so that it doesn't slip under the radar that that in this consent agenda, we are moving the location of our next meeting. And it would be held over at the Justice Court.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve today's consent agenda as presented in the agenda.
I'll second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that. And thanks for pointing out that reminder. All right, bringing us on to public comments. I'll remind folks, this is a public comment regarding items that are not already listed on today's agenda. And if you have any public comment, please limit your comments to 3 minutes each. I'm going to start with anybody in today's audience that has any public comments. If you do, please come on up to the podium.
Morning, Chairman Carmona, Commissioners Gilman and Mitchell, and Austin Osmer, of course, the ever awesome Vanessa. Appreciate the opportunity to be present face to face here. Thank you, former Commissioner McBride, for allowing me to have my comments at the beginning of the meeting so I can go about my business as opposed to waiting to the end. A couple of things. I'm very encouraged and excited to see item number 20 on the agenda today. It is a consideration of something to provide transparency to the county. It's something that I campaigned on. the company you're using is not the one that I suggested I might recommend, but any step in that direction is delightful. I cannot wait to see what's happening in that regard. There's an opportunity with our largest property owner in the county, Blockchains, to take that transparency a step further by implementing and deploying their technology, not only for every transaction that the county makes, but also potentially requiring it for every contractor and anyone who does business with the county, so that that transparency can have a ripple effect and provide the taxpayers and the residents with a clear understanding of what's happening in the county. However, that's not why I came here today. I came today to make notice of the fact that Story County has been in litigation and has had a decision or two rule against them in terms of public records. I've been very vocal about the fact that I still have 24 outstanding public records requests. I'm dusting off my public records request database. I'm going to fire off a few more. And based upon this litigation, I'm fairly confident that if I don't see something meaningful in a change in the county stance to these records, that I'll be following Mr. Panichero in court. It's very disappointing. It's very, costing the taxpayers money that they don't need to spend because of, one or two stones in a wall. Final thing I'd like to talk about today is the notion of being present. It's great to be here in front of you guys, looking you eye to eye. One of the great things about small communities is that we can run into each other in the community and talk about things that are relevant to us. In this very courtroom on Friday, there was a hearing in which Mr. Gilman, in the same background that he's preparing today in his video, admitted that he was in Florida. I've had a number of people over the last year and a half tell me that Mr. Gilman has moved to Florida and is not present in our community. Now, it's one thing to say that you live in, a double wide trailer in a brothel and live in Washoe County. It's another thing to move clear across the country and, claim to represent people in the community, in your district, and in the county. It's very difficult to conduct business if you're not doing it face to face. And anyone who's got a keen eye will notice that China Hutch is the same one that we've been seeing in previous Zoom meetings for the last year and a half. The 700-pound gorilla is not in the room. And I think it's time for Story County leaders and residents to recognize that if Mr. Gilman has a health issue or has decided to retire, that's fantastic. It's wonderful. I mean, it's not fantastic if it's a health issue, but if he's chosen to move across the country, it's time for him to be square up, be straight with the residents of the county, and turn his leadership position as county commissioner over to someone who is present in the community, who is invested here, and who can see people eye to eye in the grocery store or here in the commission meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Is there any other public comment today?
Commissioner, this is Alexia Silver.
Yes, you have the floor, Alexia. Go ahead.
Thanks. I just wanted to say thank you to Austin and to Clay for hosting the leadership program interns that we brought up for a 5-week program this summer. Austin and Clay spoke to them about county government and Story County and our unique position as a small and very efficient county that gets a lot of stuff done pretty quickly. So I just wanted to say thank you to both of them while they were both present in the room. That's all.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment today? All right. Not seeing any more public comments. We are going to move right along to item number 7. This is discussion only. No action or public comment will be taken. We're going to start off with staff reports. And as we always do, we're going to start off with the sheriff's office. Sheriff Antonoro or one of his other folks, are you with us today?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's Chief Deputy Dozen and commissioners. The only thing I have to point out is National Night Out is scheduled for August 3rd at 5 p.m. at the Perry Ranch Park in Lockwood. There's going to be a host of booths, food, a dunk tank, and a magic show. So if possible, everyone should come out, mingle with the neighbors, and have a good time.
Can you repeat the date on that?
It's August 3rd at 5 p.m.
Great. And that's at Louise Perry Park?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Moving on to the fire department. Chief Longcar, do you have anything for us today?
Yes, Jeremy Longcar for the record. I just wanted to touch a little bit on the wildfires around the area. I know a lot of our residents have seen a lot of smoke here recently, which has created some concern. And also to update the commissioners on the status of our resources. We do have our dozer out on the Tamarack fire, as well as a Type 3 brush engine. And we are sending out a medic on a helicopter today. It'll be the very first medic that's going to be on an NDF helicopter ever in the state. And fortunately, that medic's coming from Story County. So they're going to be positioned out there just to take care of firefighters out on the line. If any accident happens, they'll be able to immediately get in, extract them, and get them out to safety. But all those resources we have deployed out around us, they're all available to come back at any time. We have extra staffing thanks to our NV Energy grant that we're holding on to, and we're keeping them here in the county for our citizens. And I'll take any questions if you have any.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Chief Longcar?
No question. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Have we had much activity, lightning, what have you? Is there, we're doing all right?
So within our county yesterday, we were seeing quite significant lightning activity on the north end of the county. Fortunately, nothing took off, but that doesn't mean a fire can't happen just as much as we've seen over the recent little bit with the Tamarack fire. That was a lightning strike on July 4th that sat. So one frequent thing that we do is after a good lightning storm comes through, we'll actually call and have aircraft fly the county the next day, and they can look for what we call sleepers, the ones that just sit in the trees and wait a couple days. So we do call a flight in. They do look over the whole county for us and give us an update.
Awesome. Thanks for being on top of that, Chief.
Yep. Thank you. I don't have any comments, but appreciate the update. All right. Public Works, Jason Worsbicki. Oh, I was like, I didn't see him in here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator, reporting for Director Wiersbicki. He just wanted me to mention there's ongoing work to the drainage system down in Mark Twain, and he is out, I think he's out ordering signs for the parking lot right now, so he had to attend to that. And with the board's permission, I can continue with my report if you like.
No, please do.
Three quick items for the board. Number one is the VMT Freight Depot. On May 28th, we had a little 4.2 magnitude earthquake in Lake Tahoe, which the shaking here in Virginia City was enough to fracture one of the columns, the timber columns in there. So as Sierra Builders is still sort of on contract from the installation of the fire sprinkler system, I had their personnel and their engineer come over and just have a look at the damage. They did provide a quote for repair, which was submitted shortly afterward, which we were taking into consideration. But then on July 8th of 2021, we had a 6.0 in Antelope Valley. And again, the shaking in BC was enough to further damage that column and exacerbated an old fracture in an adjacent column. So following this, we did have Sierra Builders come in and provide some emergency temporary shoring so that main carrier truss is supported at this time as far as gravity loads until we can effect repairs. So we are currently seeking quotes for repair of that damage, and they'll be evaluated partly on a cost basis, but also partly on an invasive and historical preservation basis as well. And I'll advise the board as we know. Item number two is Lockwood Community Center. We did receive preliminary plans from Loomis and Associates. There are some changes we think we'd like to make to those before we proceed to finalizing those. So I'm currently scheduling a meeting with some county staff and the designers to make sure we're all on the same page as we move forward there. Last item is Highlands Community Center. You're going to see an agenda item today that has to do with a special use permit for the new building and encroaches on the rear setback a bit. So we have to sort that out. We're very, very close to final plans on that new building, and I'm getting an estimate from Loomis today as far as how much longer on the second half, which would be the remodel of the existing building into a community use center, a meeting center, that kind of thing. And that's all I have for you, gentlemen. I'll take any questions.
Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Mike?
No question. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you?
No, thank you.
All right. I don't have any either.
Thank you.
Thanks for filling both shoes today. Communications dispatch. Becky Parsons, are you out there?
Sorry about that. I was trying to unmute. This is Becky Parsons for the record. We have moved into our center. We have our phones and we have our radios up and working, and I'm just getting all the little bugs and cleaning everything up so we can be at full functioning shortly.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm one of those who gets to listen to you guys and your dispatch crew work out there. And I'll tell you, you guys do a great job. I listened to you guys over the 4th of July when you miraculously ran two dispatch centers. I don't know how you and your crew do it, but kudos to you out there. I'll definitely make it a point to come out and visit the new center, but I'm glad to hear that you guys are up and running and finally in your hopefully final home. So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Any commissioners have any questions for Becky?
No, thank you.
None, thank you.
Moving on to emergency management, Joe Curtis, you have any good news for us?
To answer that question.
The Delta version is immune in Story County.
Thank you, Commissioners. Joe Curtis for the record. Couple of quick items. One is you're continuing to hear that our statistics are way low. and I just a reminder that our statistics for a number of vaccinations and testing that has been giving in the percentages relating to each other are significantly inaccurate and have been for many years. And so it's difficult to be able to come across an actual number that we know for certain is how many, what percentage of our county has become vaccinated. We get a figure of 14%, but we are not real comfortable with that the accuracy of that figure. And it has to do with the way that the statistics are figured on a state level. So I think we do have a significant amount of people within the county that are vaccinated. Since the 1st of July, so we're in the 20th now, we've had only two new cases during that time. So that puts our percentage rate down really low, unless you look at it at the number of tests. Well, we're no longer testing. The problem is that people are going to doctors, to CVS, to Walgreens, and to all these other facilities and getting vaccinations and getting tests. And we don't get that information back necessarily, particularly not on a timely basis. And so it becomes difficult for us to have accurate figures. Secondarily, the second item would be that I just wanted to mention, is, and many of you may well be aware, that on July 4th, we received a report of what was initially reported to be a spill in Six Mile Canyon of approximately 200 gallons of what was reported as used motor oil. Since that time, we have continued almost daily working on the matter. It's been determined that it is not motor oil. It is a large amount of spill of raw sewage. And we're currently working with Clean Harbors to arrange to clean that up. And it's confined entirely within the creek area, which is known as Virginia Creek historically, down about 7/10 of a mile below the sewer plant. It is not from our sewer plant, has nothing whatsoever to do with our sewer plant, which is actually in probably the top two quality sewer plants that, according to Nevada Division of Environmental Protection, that probably in the top two quality plants in Northern Nevada. So it is from a private or an out of the area dump that someone, some organization or some multiplicity of people, we don't know at this time, dumped this sewage in Virginia Creek. So like I say, we're working with it. We have a proposal from Clean Harbors to come and clean the material up. And that is supposed to start tomorrow morning at 7:30. Jason with Becky at Public Works has agreed to help us with manpower for traffic control and for signage and putting that out and so forth for us, as well as the sheriff's office. So they can have a deputy in the area to assist us with that, because they'll be working from the eastbound lanes of Six Mile Canyon, and we'll be there for probably 2 days. So it'll be about a 2-day event to clean up this section of Virginia Creek. That's where we are with that. Any questions?
Joe, I'm assuming that there was no camera footage, security camera footage that would happen to be aiming that way that would give us any sort of indicator as to who this culprit may be?
No, there's not. There were no cameras down in that area at all.
Okay.
That would be able to do that. I've kind of generally put it out. If anybody has seen anybody in this specific area, people that go up and down the canyon, I've talked to quite a number of people that go through, and we actually have opened up a criminal case in relationship to it with the sheriff's office. And we're watching for any information. We've given thought to the possibility of doing like a secret witness type of announcement. That, of course, takes a pot of money to put in to them to put money out there for that. But that's still a possibility. We could resort to that if we were able to do so.
The 200 gallons, I mean, does that pretty much eliminate any sort of recreational vehicle or those big RVs? I mean, is that
pretty
a
much
holding tank?
Pretty much. I you know, the holding tanks in an RV, motorhome or travel trailer is from 40 to 60 gallons. So it would have to be a multiplicity of occasions. And it wasn't dumped onto the ground. It was dumped directly into the creek bed. So it had to have been done intentionally, I think.
Okay.
And the last question, I mean, I'm sure you guys have thought of all this, but there's no indicator that it would have been like a septic tank pumping company. You know, I would assume that there are some indicators that if it was, you know, something like that, like, you know, I'll just pick on Waters because I know them. You know, is there any indicators that it'd be somebody like that that would have?
No specific indicators, but that isn't an area or a direction in which we are looking.
Okay.
And other than that, it's an ongoing investigation.
So probably shouldn't talk about it. All right. Well, thank you, Joe, for that. My fellow commissioners, have any questions for Joe?
No, thank you.
No. All right. Thank you. Best of luck tracking those guys down or whoever they were. Right. All right. Moving right along to community relations. Who's going to take the bat on this one? Laura?
And then Penny has some stuff as well.
Great.
Good morning. For the record, Laura Mather, Community Relations Coordinator. Moving forward with the COVID pandemic, Carson City Health and Human Services will no longer be requiring appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine. They will be listing all of their events on gethealthycarsoncity.org. So you can go to that website, get the dates and times of the events, and then just show up to that event for either the first or the second vaccination dose. All events will offer the Moderna, Janssen, and Pfizer vaccine. It's just very, very important for people who are showing up to these events for their second dose that they bring their vaccination card. So when we were doing the events, we saw a lot of people that left it hanging on the front of their refrigerator. So it's really important to make sure and bring that vaccination card to prove that you've had your first dose so that you can get your second dose. The Food Bank of Northern Nevada is hosting their monthly mobile harvest here in Virginia City on Tuesday, July 20th from 10 to 11 a.m. They will be in the parking lot on the corner of D and Mill Street. So we encourage people to take advantage of that offer of fresh fruits and vegetables from the Northern Nevada Food Bank. Our SHPO survey interns are doing an amazing job. They're moving quickly through the community. They've been here for just over a week. And they've already surveyed over 400 structures, including both historic structures and non-historic structures. And they will be working here in the community until Friday, August 6th. For the most part, they've been welcomed and had great questions from the community. And so we've had some community members invite them in, please, you know, see the rest of my property and the rest of the historic buildings on my property, which they've really enjoyed. July is when we receive notifications of a lot of different grants that we do, but specifically for our emergency management grants, July is when we receive notification of the awards. So we have quite a few. The United We Stand grant, we received just over $27,000, which will go to a security system for one of our departments. It is a security system, so we won't go into details about what exactly that is. The grant is specifically for addressing things like terrorism. So we also, under that grant, received just under $4,300. Those will be for ballistic shields, which is an unfortunate thing that our fire department personnel would possibly have to put on a ballistic shield if they're in an active shooter situation and had to go still respond to assist people. Our State Emergency Response Commission grant, we received $4,000, which is for supplies and management of the local emergency planning committee, which was really good timing because our printer just kicked the bucket. So we will be getting a new printer along with other supplies for that. Under that CERT grant, we received just under $25,000. That will go towards 5 air packs that come in rescue bags for the fire department personnel. Those are used by the rapid intervention team. And that's if that team needs to go in and rescue another firefighter, they can immediately go in and hook up the firefighter to the rescue air packet. Our hazardous materials grant program, we received just under $7,500. That will pay for our hazardous materials annual training, which will take place in September. The community development block grant, this one is specifically related to the COVID-19 response and recovery. That's just over $40,000, and that will cover our emergency management assistant to stay with us because we are still recovering and responding and dealing with, and our emergency management assistant, AKA Honey Tapley, will be staying on with us because of that grant. And our last grant specifically related to emergency management, this one is pending, but we do know that we have received the grant. That's the Emergency Management Performance Grant. A little over $20,000 will go towards the Emergency Management Director's salary. Just over $9,000 has been set aside specifically for training. So my hope is that we will be able to continue. I have my fingers crossed that we will be able to continue to do things in person and go to training and sort of make up for being confined for the past year, that we can start going to in-person training. And that is the end of my report.
Thank you for that, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No, thank you, Laura.
Okay. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Again, thank you. Honey Tapley?
Good morning, Commissioners. Honey Tapley for the record. We're getting ready for the National Night Out. And one of the places we reached out to was the Nevada Cooperative Extension through Carson City, Story County. They're going to be setting up a large booth with us, and we'll be providing different informationals for adults and children. I had found some things on FEMA, specifically relating to kids in disasters and trying to maybe calm their fears a little bit. This book is not relatively just for Nevada. It extends for emergencies that would happen throughout anywhere in the US, but specifically does address droughts or floods or earthquakes, things that we see quite frequently lately in this area. And we were able to get a limited amount of books in Spanish and English for free. But then we have also decided that we can download these books, and we're going to print them out to be able to have enough to hand out at this event. Another avenue we have looked at is the State Historic Preservation Office. They have a lot of activities for kids that are Nevada specific, like mining or archaeology, the environment, and along with the weed busters that I mentioned a couple times ago. There are a lot of things that kids can be aware of in their own neighborhoods and dealing with things that can, you know, help out their communities. So we're going to be there at that event. We will be providing things for adults that aren't activity books or informationals, just that to kind of help out the community. And like I said, Lisa Taylor at the Nevada Cooperative Extension, she's been really helpful in providing us resources for communities, fire-related specific things for emergency preparedness and things of that nature. So that is the end of my report.
Thank you for that, Honey. Let me see if Commissioner Gilman has any questions for you.
Thank you, Honey.
Ms. Chairman Mitchell? All right, we look forward to seeing you at National Night Out.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along to the VCTC. Mr. Denny Dotson, are you joining us today? Okay. Moving right along to water and sewer, Mr. Mike Nevin. Not either. Comptroller's office. Comptroller McCain, are you out there?
I am. Nothing right now. Thank you.
Okay. Assessor's office, Jana Seddon.
Good morning. I have nothing new to report today. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Planning department, Kathy Canfield.
Nothing today.
All right. Thank you. Recorder's office, Marnie Hanson Martinez. Anything?
Good morning. Nothing new to report today. Thank you.
All right. IT Department, Mr. James Dean.
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, Story County IT Director. Just want to let you know that our public records request portal is now live on our website, and it makes it easier for the public to access that service, and also facilitates tracking and records management on the back end. And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Thank you for that, James. Much appreciated. Moving right along to Human Resources, Toby Witten. All right. Community Development, Martin Azevedo.
Martin Azevedo for the record, Director of Community Development and County Fire Marshal. Good morning, Commissioners. Just a couple of things. The Tyler Mobilize project, the new software. The Mobilize side is for the inspection and plan review and those type of areas, a lot of your field work. We just completed our training. We have to get our contractors online. The contractors can actually go into the portal and set up their own permits or apply for their permits, set up and schedule their own inspections, put all their information in there on their project. And then we go in and accept it, and the inspectors can go out and do their inspections on it. They can do their reports right then and there and email them directly to the contractor while the contractor's sitting there. So it's going to take a little time to work through the process. I mean, it was a lot of information coming at us for a little over a week, 3-hour increments. So it was a lot of information. I've been playing with it. I've been using it. Some of the other staff members have also. And right now, since we don't have the contractor set up, which we are going to be doing shortly, we actually have to go in and create the jobs, put the contractor information in, and so forth. So it takes a little time. It's bouncing around to a lot of windows there. The other side of Tyler, the business licenses, that is coming around. It's very slow and painful, but we are getting there. The project manager we were working with through Tyler resigned and left Tyler, but Tyler didn't let us know that they left. So there was kind of a lull there. And lastly, I've hired two additional people into the office. Krista Keenan, hopefully I pronounced that name correctly. She's doing our permits and she's doing a fantastic job. Great educational background. And then I also like to introduce Mr. Scott Snelling. He came from Lyon County. He is the new inspector too. He comes fully certified to the department, and he's got a great operational background as a firefighter intermediate. So that's going to be very useful to me and the department and the county. And that's all I have. If you have any questions.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the team. Great. Well, appreciate the update. I don't have any questions. My fellow commissioners have any questions for Martin?
No questions.
Lance, anything?
Nothing. Thank you.
All right.
No, good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Martin. Community chest. I know Eric's always got something good.
Good morning, commissioners. Yes, I have a few announcements for you all. Good to see everybody. First of all, I want to say thank you to the sheriff's office for helping us with the situation last week. They were very efficient, very professional, helped us to get on it very quickly, helped all of us to feel much safer because they were quick to respond and they were on it. So thank you to the sheriff's office for that. Number two, I also want to let folks know our youth programs are in full swing. If you see the swimming pool in the afternoon, you know what I'm talking about. A lot of those kiddos are programs, but it's just going really, really well. And we're just very thankful that we can offer this many youth the opportunity to meet face-to-face after last summer. Also, thank you to all those who came to our library dedication for Lucy Bolden and our open house tree dedication for Sean Griffin last week. Each event was very special, and we had over 100 people in attendance at each of those events. And then lastly, we are engaging in our every 3-year community survey. And the reason this is important is because it helps us to identify the top needs for the community for the next 3 years. To give you some perspective, last time we did this 3 years ago in 2018, the top need was affordable childcare, and that provided some of the impetus for us to open the Early Childhood Education Center. I'm not sure what the top need will be this year, but this time around, but it's always helpful to have that information. So there are three ways for people in Story County to give their input. One is we've been sending out a link to everybody we know, and we can get this back out again. But we have a SurveyMonkey survey online that people can take the time to respond to. If for some reason somebody doesn't have internet access, we have paper surveys which are available at the two senior centers, the one in Lockwood and the one in Virginia City. We are also distributing those to the seniors and to the homebound seniors as well. Stacy's helping with that. Stacy, thank you for your help with that. And lastly, we have four community forums planned. One of the pieces of feedback that we were given 3 years ago is that to only have a forum in Virginia City and Lockwood was not being fair to Mark Twain and the Highlands. So this year we have a forum scheduled in each of the four communities. Our first one starts next week. It's Tuesday, July 27th. They're all at 11 o'clock in the morning, by the way. They'll last about an hour. It'll be in Mark Twain at the fire station down there. Again, that's Tuesday, July 27th at Mark Twain. And Thursday, July 29th, again at the fire station, will be at the Highlands. Thursday, August 5th, will be in Virginia City at the library. And then Thursday, August 12th, will be at the senior center there. And those, just to give people an idea, anybody and everybody's welcome. We've had, you know, everybody, folks who live and work here in Story County, longtime residents, and people who work at the different agencies, provide different services, but we love all that different feedback. We have honest conversations about basically sort of the eight categories of needs, and we have people help us to rank order those. So it becomes, in the past, it's been a very robust and eye-opening conversation, and we would certainly invite anybody to come and be a part of that. So that's what I have. Any questions on any of that?
Eric, the time, I'm sorry, I missed out on what the time, the start time is on that.
It's 11 o'clock for all four of those, 11 o'clock until noon-ish. I mean, it might go a little bit longer than noon, but it starts at 11.
All right. Thank you very much for that info. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Eric?
Only a comment, Eric. It's really wonderful to see all the community outreach going on. Great planning, and thank you for all the effort there.
Sure. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
No, good to go. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Eric. Moving right along to the Senior Center, Stacy York.
Good morning, Stacy York, for the record. We are now hiring for Homemakers. That's here in Virginia City as well as Lockwood. Homemaker is just light housekeeping. So if anybody knows of anybody interested in a great job, please have them call me. This Saturday out in Lockwood, they are hosting a fundraiser. It is a show and shine. So that's Saturday, July 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you do have a nice car you want to show off, contact Tony out there at the Lockwood Center and you can still sign up. And then on a sadder note, we lost a senior a couple weeks ago. Red Dog is what he was known as, but his real name was Eldon Corwin. So we will be doing an estate sale at his property this Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Stacy?
No question, thank you.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks again, Stacy. Sorry to hear about the loss. Moving along to the district attorney's office. I see Assistant DA Loomis there. Do you have any news for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you for that, Keith. County Manager Osborne, what do you have going on for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple items. Let you know on August there is a trial court, as you're aware in here, but we are going to be enforcing parking in the parking lot very rigorously during that trial court. letters will go on the windshield of all the cars. And Jason, I appreciate him and his team putting up more visible signage. And we have reached out to the sheriff's office about even going as far as towing vehicles, but we will certainly give a lot of notice to people ahead of time, including on social media. The next thing is a strategic plan is still proceeding forward. About half the departments in the county are in the middle of that or toward the actual end. And so far, I've stayed out of the strategic plans, allowing departments to work with Linda Ritter on being independent with that. But I've taken a look at a couple things, and I think we're really going to be excited to see the changes that we'll be able to make in the county over the next year as far as data management, looking at numbers, and then being able to tie that into our budgetary decisions. It's really going to turn us into a more sophisticated organization with planning and budgeting and staffing. So those are looking really good. Those should be here to the board momentarily or soon. And at that point, we'll get board direction, make sure you all are okay with it. And then we'll send it back out to the departments and then the communities. And then we'll work with the elected offices in working the same process and then back out to the communities. And then by the end of the year, should have a final plan in place that we can put together and use. And then the last thing I'm excited to say is after many years of work, we are now owners of an easement between I Street and F Street, a section of what we're going to potentially call, subject to board approval, a fairgrounds road or something. But now that road, that gravel road that connects that area to the fairgrounds, is under our control. We'll reach out to the sheriff's office and see about getting enforcement and being able to, you know, enforce speed limits on that road. And so that's pretty good. And then we have an agenda item here that we'll talk about later with an adjacent parcel. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No, for Austin? Thank you very much.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Last but not least, County Clerk Vanessa Stevens, do you have anything? All right. I want to thank all of staff for coming out, either on Zoom or in person, giving us the reports. Much appreciated. We're going to move right along to item number 8, which is board comments. I'm going to start off with Commissioner Gilman. Do you have any comments today, sir?
Nothing today. Thank you, Jay.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments?
No, thank you.
As neither do I. So we're going to move right along to item number 11. Noting that we have a public hearing today at 11 o'clock, which I think we're going to make just fine. Item number 11 is for discussion and possible action. Discussion for possible action, special use permit 2021-31 by Story County Public Works. The applicant requests a special use permit to allow for a 5-foot setback along the north property line for a proposed garage structure associated with Story County Fire Station 72. The property is located within the Virginia City Highlands at 2610 Cartwright Road, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 003-041-02. Kathy?
Yes, thank you. So this is a special use permit request by the Public Works Department to reduce the rear yard setback. The property contains the Highlands Fire Station and the project's associated with the new garage structure that's being constructed to facilitate the conversion of the existing garage structure to a community meeting space. The required rear setback is typically 40, and the SUP is requesting to go down to a 5-foot setback. The adjacent property owner is, Story County also owns the adjacent property owner, so there's no neighbor issues with putting that garage that close. The other side of the property where this garage is going is owned by the school district. And because both of those are on public, those can actually go down to zero. So the Planning Commission heard the request at their July 15th meeting and voted unanimously to recommend approval of the project. And Mike Northern's here to also if there's any questions about the project.
I'm sorry, you could do what?
Mike Northern's here too if you have any questions about what the project is entailing.
All right, thank you for that, Kathy. We'll go to public comment and see if there's any public comment regarding this item. Anybody out on Zoom has got any comments? Not seeing any. Do my fellow commissioners have any comments regarding this item?
I do not.
No, I have no.
All right. And I don't have any either. With that said, would you like to read the findings on that, Kathy?
Sure. This approval is to allow for a 5-foot setback along the north property line for a proposed garage structure associated with Story County Fire Station number 72. The property is located within the Virginia City Highlands at 2610 Cartwright Road, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number APN 003-041-02. The proposed project complies with the general purpose, goals, objectives, and standards of the county master plan. This title and any other plan, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to official notice by the county. The proposal location, size, height, operations, and other significant features will be compatible with and will not cause substantial negative impact on adjacent land uses or will perform a function or provide a service that is essential to the surrounding land uses, community, and neighborhood. The proposed project will result in no substantial or undue adverse effect on adjacent property, the character of the neighborhood, traffic conditions, parking, public improvements, public sites or right-of-way, or other matters affecting the public health, safety, and general welfare, either as they now exist or as they may in the future be developed as a result of the implementation of the provisions and policies of the county master plan, this title, and any other plans, program, map, or ordinance adopted or under consideration pursuant to an official notice by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction to guide growth and development. The proposed use in the proposed area will be adequately served by and will impose no undue burden on any of the improvements, facilities, utilities, or services provided by the county or other governmental agency having jurisdiction in the county. The special use permit conforms to the 2016 Story County Master Plan for the Virginia City Highlands, in which the subject property is located. A discussion supporting this finding is provided in Section 2.D of the staff report, and the contents thereof are cited in an approval of the special use permit. The conditions under the special use permit do not conflict with the minimum requirements in Story County Code Section 17.03.150 Special Use Permit, 1712 General Provisions, and Section 17.15 Public Sum.
Thank you for that, Kathy. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and the Planning Commission, the findings under Section 3A of the staff report, and in compliance with all conditions of approval, I, Commissioner Mitchell, hereby move to approve a 5-foot setback along the north property line for a proposed garage structure associated with Story County Fire Station number 72. The property is located within the Virginia City Highlands at 2610 Cartwright Road, Story County, Nevada, assessor's parcel number 003041-02.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Kathy. All right. We've got about a 5-minute period here to wait before we start the public hearing. So we're just going to call a small recess, hang tight for 6 minutes, and we'll reconvene and start sharply at 11 o'clock and start the public hearing. So.